Salut tout le monde et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Welcome once again to Coffee Break French. Now, last time we were looking at before doing something and to have just done something. In this lesson, we're going to be looking at after doing something, or in French, as you have to say, after having done something, après avoir fait quelque chose. Again, hopefully this lesson will help you to increase your range of expression and become more proficient in using the French language. I hope that you enjoy this lesson of Coffee Break French. Ok, avant de commencer la leçon aujourd'hui, nous allons faire un peu de révision. Anna, what did I say there?
So before starting the lesson today, we have done some revision.
Well, nous allons faire, non, nous avons fait.
Oh, sorry. So we will do some revision.
Yeah, we're going to do some revision. Now, just remember that revision, in the sense, la révision, doesn't really mean that we're going to be changing what we said originally. Revision in some parts of the English-speaking world is used in that way, but it simply means we're going to review what we learned last week. And we did so using that avant de faire quelque chose. So avant de plus an infinitive means before doing something. And the other phrase that we looked at last time was venir de plus an infinitive. For example, Anna vient d'arriver. What would that mean, Anna?
Anna has just arrived.
Exactly. So, venir de faire quelque chose, to have just done something. Anna vient d'arriver. Literally, Anna comes from to arrive. Anna vient d'arriver.
Anna vient d'arriver.
Okay, and how would you say, I have just arrived?
Je viens d'arriver.
Tout à fait. Très bien. Okay, today we're going to move on to another expression that's quite similar in some ways, but it's actually using a different verbal construction because we're not going to be using the infinitive this week. It's actually the opposite of avant de. So this week it's not before doing something, but after doing something. And the way you say this in French is après avoir fait quelque chose. So it's after to have done something. So, for example, après avoir mangé, je suis allé au cinéma. What would that mean, Anna?
After having eaten, I went to the cinema.
Exactly. After having eaten, I went to the cinema. And you can also say in English, after eating. But in French, you've got to have this idea of after having done something. So it's probably worthwhile thinking of it in your head as after having done something, because we've got the avoir in there. So, après avoir mangé, je suis allé au cinéma. Try saying that.
Après avoir mangé, je suis allé au cinéma.
Okay, now you could equally say, j'ai mangé et je suis allé au cinéma. So, splitting the sentence into two straightforward, fairly easy to form sentences. J'ai mangé et je suis allé au cinéma. However, by using après avoir mangé, it introduces a new expression and it helps to expand your range of vocabulary and constructions that you can use. So let's try putting après avoir fait quelque chose into a number of examples. So I'll say the whole sentence and Anna, you see if you can translate it from French into English. So let's try the first one. Après avoir fini mes devoirs, j'ai appelé mon copain. I'll say that again. Après avoir fini mes devoirs, j'ai appelé mon copain. So, Anna, can you try the first part of that? Après avoir fini mes devoirs.
After having finished my homework?
Yeah, exactly. Or indeed, after finishing my homework. But as I said, it's better to think of it as after having finished my homework. It helps you remember to put the avoir in. So after having finished my homework, j'ai appelé mon copain.
I called my friend.
Exactly. So I called my friend using the verb appeler, meaning to call. You're probably more familiar with that as a reflexive verb. Je m'appelle, literally, I call myself. But here, j'ai appelé mon copain. Using the perfect tense, a part of avoir, j'ai, and the past participle here, appeler. J'ai appelé mon copain. Après avoir fini mes devoirs, j'ai appelé mon copain. Okay, let's try another one. Après avoir mangé les escargots, j'avais mal à l'estomac. I'll say that again. Après avoir mangé les escargots, j'avais mal à l'estomac. Anna, can you try that?
Yes, I can. After having eaten snails, I had a sore stomach.
Très bien. Now, there's a couple of things that we need to point out here. First of all, après avoir mangé les escargots. I said les escargots. In this case, the situation would be that the speaker knows which snails I'm talking about. Because I didn't say après avoir mangé des escargots, which would be some snails or just snails. But here I'm talking about les escargots. For example, les escargots que nous avons achetés hier. So the snails which we bought yesterday. Après avoir mangé les escargots. So it's after eating the snails. And then I said, j'avais mal à l'estomac. Now, avoir mal means...
to have pain or ache.
Yeah, to have pain or when something's sore, j'ai mal à la tête, j'ai mal à l'estomac. However, here it's j'avais mal à l'estomac. So which tense am I using?
The imperfect.
Because I'm describing how I felt in the past. Let's try another one that's quite similar. Après avoir bu de l'eau, nous n'avions pas soif. Again, I'll say that one again. Après avoir bu de l'eau, nous n'avions pas soif.
After having drunk water, we weren't thirsty.
That's right. After having drunk water or drunk some water, it's the partitive article this time, après avoir bu de l'eau, nous n'avions pas soif. So avoir soif means to be thirsty or literally to have thirst. So here, because it's in the imperfect tense, nous n'avions pas soif, we did not have thirst, or we were not having thirst. We weren't thirsty. Now, I'm going to introduce something here that's something we'll pick up on in future lessons, and that is an alternative to that second part of the phrase. Instead of saying nous n'avions pas soif, I could have said nous n'avions plus soif. So, après avoir bu de l'eau, nous n'avions plus soif. And when you use ne plus, it means no longer. So, after drinking some water, we were no longer thirsty. Après avoir bu de l'eau, nous n'avions plus soif. Try saying that, Anna.
Après avoir bu de l'eau, nous n'avions plus soif.
Okay, so we're replacing the pas from the normal negative with plus. And note that the ne stays in. Nous n'avions plus soif. We were no longer thirsty, or we had no longer thirst. Okay, we'll come back to ne plus in a future lesson. Let's try one more. Après avoir lu l'article, ils ont acheté un ordinateur. Après avoir lu l'article, ils ont acheté un ordinateur. What would that one mean, Anna?
After having read the article, they bought a computer.
Good. Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment.
Now, if you'd like to get more out of your Coffee Break French experience, then you can sign up for the premium version of the course. And that includes video versions of each lesson, where you'll see the words and phrases on the screen of your device. There are lesson notes and also bonus audio episodes available to help you consolidate what you've learned in the main episode. You can find out more about the premium version of Coffee Break French at the Coffee Break Academy. That's at coffeebreakacademy.com. Okay, let's get on with the lesson.
Now, there's one thing that we need to think about here, and that's got to do with the subjects. Think about this carefully. Après avoir bu de l'eau, nous n'avions pas soif. So, after drinking the water, we were not thirsty. Who did the drinking?
We did.
Exactly. So, after drinking some water, after we drank some water, we were no longer thirsty. Now, let's try this other one. Après avoir fini mes devoirs, j'ai appelé mon copain. So, who finished his homework?
I did.
Après avoir fini mes devoirs, that's a clue there. J'ai appelé mon copain. Who did the phoning?
I did.
Exactly. So, in every situation here, it's the same subject that's used with the après avoir fait quelque chose. And then whatever follows is that same subject. So after doing something, I did something else. If you have to say, after you did your homework, I called you. Or after they drank some water, we were no longer thirsty. Which sounds a little bit strange. But if you have to say something like that where the subject changes, then you have to do it in a different way. And we're not going to cover that just now because it's a little bit more complicated. But if you've got the same subject, then you can use après avoir fait quelque chose.
Okay, though, Mark, what happens if it's an etroverb? So, for example, if you wanted to say after having returned?
What an excellent question, Anna. I couldn't have asked you to ask a better question in this lesson, even if we had planned that. Because with etroverbs, guess what? You say après être and then the past participle. Okay, so after having returned. We don't say after having returned using avoir because it's an être verb. Instead, you say après être retourné. And what happens with past participles and être verbs?
Oh, they have to agree with the subject.
They have to agree. So, après être retourné, the retourné would have to agree with whoever it is that's doing the returning. So, if you said après être retourné, j'ai commencé à faire mes devoirs. After returning, I started to do my homework, then you would have to put the extra E in on the retourner. So, for example, how would you say, after going to the market, we saw a film?
Après être allé au marché, nous avons vu un film.
Ok, après être allé au marché, nous avons vu un film. How would you spell aller?
It depends if we are all boys or all girls.
Correct. And if you were all girls, it would be?
A-double-L-E, acute, E-S.
Uh-huh. And if you were all boys, it would be?
A-double-L-E, acute, S.
And if you were a mixture of girls and boys, or males and females, mums and dads, or anybody else, it would be?
A-double-L-E-acute-S.
Yeah, because any time there's a male and female mix, then it's just the male form or the masculine form that's used, as you know. So, après être allé au cinéma, no, après être allé au marché, nous avons vu un film. C'est ça. Okay, let's try another one. After arriving, or after having arrived, he ate the French fries, the chips. Anna.
Après être arrivé, il a mangé les frites.
Très bien. Après être arrivé, il a mangé les frites. And because we're speaking about the French fries or the chips here, then we're using les as opposed to des. Il a mangé des frites. He ate some French fries or some chips. Okay, it's time to put the après être plus the past participle or après avoir plus the past participle to the test. But to make things a little more complicated, I'm also going to throw in some avant de faire quelque chose and venir de faire quelque chose. And remember, with the avant de and venir de, you're going to be looking for the infinitives, but with après avoir and après être, you're going to be adding in the past participles. So let's see if you can translate these sentences from English into French. Try this one. Number one, after having done her homework, she went out with her friend. Anna.
Après avoir fait ses devoirs, elle est sortie avec ses copains.
Okay, you said ses copains, her friends. It could have been sa copine or son copain. I actually said her friend in the singular, but you got the important bit correct. Après avoir fait ses devoirs, after having done her homework, elle est sortie, and there would be an agreement there with an extra I, elle est sortie avec son copain or sa copine, or indeed son ami. Let's just take a moment to think about son ami. Son ami would always be son, because ami starts with a vowel. So even if it's the female version of ami, A-M-I-E, it would still be son ami, because you can't say sa ami, because it sounds a bit strange. So his friend or her friend, son ami, or using the copain-copine, son copain, sa copine. Okay, try this one. She has just arrived at the beach.
Elle vient d'arriver à la plage.
Très bien. Elle vient d'arriver à la plage. And how do you spell arriver?
A-R-R-I-V-E-R.
Because it's the infinitive. I was trying to trick you out there. I'm trying to get you to give me a past participle, but it is indeed the infinitive because it's venir de faire quelque chose. Okay, try this next one, number three. The girls have just eaten the snails.
Les filles viennent de manger les escargots.
Les filles viennent de manger les escargots. Très bien. So another venir de. What about this one? After reading the Da Vinci Code, I wanted to buy the lost symbol. Quite a topical one there. So the Da Vinci Code is le code Da Vinci, and the lost symbol would be le symbole perdu.
Okay, so le symbole perdu and le code Da Vinci.
Oui, okay.
Après avoir lu le code Da Vinci, je voulais lire le symbole perdu.
Très bien. Après avoir lu, so after having read, après avoir lu le code Da Vinci, je voulais, and we're talking here in the imperfect tense, je voulais lire or acheter, I can't remember whether I said buy or read or what, je voulais acheter le symbole perdu. Two books, of course, by Dan Brown. And one final one. After we arrived, we spoke about the situation.
Après être arrivé, nous avons parlé de la situation.
Très bien. Après être arrivé, nous avons parlé de la situation. Okay. Now, I said there, after we arrived. And of course, that's the same as saying after arriving or after having arrived. It doesn't really matter how it's said in English. In French, you would always convert it to that après avoir fait or après être in this case, because it's an être verb, arriver. Okay, that's where we're going to leave things for today.
And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break French. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break French community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakfrench, and we're at Learn French on Twitter. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.